This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed with full state honours in New Delhi this morning. The mortal remains of Dr. Manmohan Singh has been brought from his residence to Congress headquarters in Delhi ahead of funeral. Several Congress leaders, including Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, paid their last respects to the former PM. His final journey will commence from Congress headquarters to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the commentary of the funeral on its FM Rainbow, Indraprastha, Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels from 11 a.m. onwards. All primary channels, including capital stations and all local radio stations of Akashwani, will relay this broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party lines paid their last respects to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Union ministers, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi, Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M. K. Stalin, Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy, NCP leader Praful Patel were among those who visited the residence of the former Prime Minister to pay tributes. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh also expressed its condolences on the passing away of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet passed a condolence resolution yesterday in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. The Delhi Traffic Police has issued a traffic advisory in view of the state funeral schedule of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh in New Delhi today. It said traffic movements will be diverted on Raja Ram Kohli Marg, Rajghat Red Light, Signature Bridge and Yudhishthir Setu. Traffic movement will also be restricted on Ring Road, Nishad Raj Marg, Boulevard Road, Shama Prasad Mukherjee Marg, Lothian Road and Netaji Subhash Marg from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Delhi Police advised people to avoid restricted roads and use public transport. The Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry added that immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Manmohan Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches on various locations in remote villages of Chhattisgarh and Giridih district of Jharkhand yesterday in connection with the CPI Maoist attack on a polling and security team during the state assembly elections last year. During the searches, the NIA team seized 1.5 lakh rupees cash, including Naxal pamphlets, booklets, mobile phones and digital devices and other incriminating materials. India has witnessed the highest ever coal production in 2023-24. The All India coal production in the year 2023-24 was nearly 998 million ton in comparison to over 893 million ton in the year 2022-23, with a growth of about 11.7%. The ministry said, with transformative measures under Atmanirbhar Bharat, domestic raw coking coal production is likely to reach 140 million ton in the next 5 years. In the King's Cup International Badminton Open, Indian ace Shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced to the semi-finals, defeating Hong Kong China's Angus Anka Long in Shenzhen, China yesterday. The 12th-ranked Indian defeated his 17th-ranked opponent 10-21, 21-13, 21-13. The victory marks Lakshya Sen's first win against Long in his 4 meetings. He's one of the top 8 badminton players competing in the 3-day King Cup event. Lakshya will take on Chinese teen Hu Ryan in the semi-final today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.